We're now joined by the head coach of the Mercer boys basketball program in head coach Jeff Wyatt. The Cardinals are still unbeaten. They are 4-0. An impressive victory really shut down a Princeton team that was red hot coming in, as were the Cardinals. Battle of unbeatens goes to Mercer, 49-32 on Friday night. Trip to Humiston tonight to take on Mormon Trail, and then Tri-County visits Mercer on Thursday, in the HDC opener for the Cardinals. Coach, I was talking with you about the game a little bit off the air, and I said it sounded like you guys played pretty well Friday, and you really kind of verified the fact that you did. And I'm going to guess that holding Princeton to 32 points, you're really proud of your defense.
Yeah, that was the one place that we really kind of stood out. You know, we was able to get out and get in people's faces and contest a lot of shots, and I thought we got on the boards very well. You know, we had a couple of lapses here and there where they got some easy buckets in transition, but overall I was pretty happy with our defense.
Did you have to put a lot of attention on Preston Thomas, Coach, or did you play him pretty much straight up man-to-man?
We played pretty much straight up. We did played our matchup zone. You know, that's kind of what our staple is, and, you know, we just kind of preached everybody help everybody, and they've got a lot more weapons than just the Thomas kid. You know, he is a definite threat, but, you know, the Estes kid inside, he was a kid that really had me worried, and you know, they got a couple other post players, and they got, you know, some other guards that can shoot it real well, so we didn't really center on anyone. We just tried to stop them as a team, and I thought we did a very good job of that.
I thought you made a good point there, because when I saw Princeton play the week prior against Platte Valley, you know, certainly Thomas, he hit a bunch of shots, and you know, that wins you games if you hit shots, but I thought an unsung guy was Colton Estes. I thought he played really well last weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I knew he'd been playing well for him. You know, he's long-bodied. He's very athletic. He does a lot of things for him on both ends of the floor. I mean, he creates a lot of problems, you know, defensively towards other teams. And, you know, he's a load inside. And, you know, he jumps well, and he's got long arms, and he's kind of hard to handle in the post. So, you know, we had a lot of other things to consider other than the Thomas kid, which is a definite threat. But Princeton's got a lot of weapons, so I was very happy.
Well, and it's easy to look at when you have the in-county rivalry against Princeton, your eyes kind of go to that matchup last week. But your team has had some trouble through the years, Coach, going to Green City and beating the Gophers, and you did on Tuesday night. That was, to me, if I'm going to start picking victories last week, beating Princeton at home is a good victory. I almost think that beating Green City at Green City is more of a big victory for your team, because they've been tough to beat.
They have been. You know, they lost the Fields kid last year, which was a big blow to them. You know, he was a very good offensive player for them. But they've got a lot of young kids coming back. They're very balanced. And we were shorthanded that game. Morgana was home with the flu. So for us to come out of there with a win, being shorthanded like we were, it was really a big win for us.
60-55 in that one, Coach. Obviously, you know, there were more points scored in that game than against Princeton. Was it just kind of one of those games? Was it a little bit more up and down, or is it one of those games where the ball is just going in the hoop for both teams?
It was quite a bit more up and down. You know, they like to get out and run. They tried to press us, and, you know, that made us go up-tempo a little more than probably what we wanted to go. And you know, but, I mean, we kind of pride ourselves that we can play both ways. If somebody wants to run, we'll try and run with them. And, you know, if they want to slow it down on us, you know, we want to be able to work the ball and run our offense and be able to score that way, too. You know, Cam Hartley had a very good game that game. I think he had 23 points and really kind of took over the painted area, and he kind of owned it on both ends of the floor, so he was big for us that game.
How much you almost go into the Princeton game, Coach? You know, you guys aren't going to have any secrets from Princeton, and you're going to know what Princeton has, too, so you kind of know coming into that game that it's going to be a defensive battle, because both teams know one another, and if you can get points, it's going to be a good possession.
Exactly. I mean, we shot the ball very well from the outside in that game. I think we shot almost 50% from three. So that's a big weapon for us when those shots are going down. And, you know, we've got three or four kids that can shoot it. So we're kind of hard to guard that way. And, you know, then we've got the kids that work in the post also. So that kind of makes it difficult for Team Spartan to play us.
Mormon Trail, which is Humiston, for those that aren't aware. It's a short trip from Mercer, just up the highway a few miles, and playing them tonight, Coach. I think it's not the first time you've seen them, but you get into Iowa here in the general Trenton area, and, you know, folks aren't as familiar with those Iowa teams. What sort of a team are they that you play tonight?
I really don't know much about them. I know they've been very good the last 3 or 4 years. They've had, quite a few kids. They were very balanced scoring, but I think they've lost a bunch of that through graduation. So I'm sure they're going to be solid, and I've heard they play very good defense, but other than that, I really don't know. So we're going into this one kind of blind.
So something, I've talked with coaches too. I know coaches are kind of creatures of habit, and they like to have an idea on what's going on. But I've also seen examples where if you go in and you say, hey, we're going to play to our strengths, we're going to play our brand of ball, and we're going to see what happens from there. Sometimes that's not the worst thing to do. Just say, guys, go out there and play and do your thing.
And that's kind of what we're doing tonight. I mean, we don't have school today, so, I don't have a chance to talk with the boys, but we're just going to go out and try and play our brand, and, hopefully it turns out the best for us. If we can play defense like we did Friday night, I think we're going to be okay.
Is a part of the way that you play defense against Princeton, Coach, where you made the comment a few minutes ago where you said, we had to be aware of what was going on, but there's that awareness of, hey, if somebody's getting beat, come over there and help them and pay attention and things like that. It sounds like that as far as the focus defensively, that was really on Friday night.
It was, and it was even more so as I was watching film afterwards than what I thought it was during the game. All our kids talked all game long, and they really locked down, and, everybody was seeing ball and just little things like that. And, there's not much you can ask for defensively than what we played Friday night. So, if we can keep that intact, I think we're going to be okay.
Tri-County coming to your place, Coach, a conference opener on Thursday. I think there's no question that the folks that are familiar with the Tri-County program, they're still young and they're still building, so to speak, but they're a year further along into that rebuilding process. And, with that being the case, they're going to be better than the team that you saw last year.
Oh, I think so. I've talked to a few coaches, and that's what everybody said, is that they continue to improve. And, I think Coach Lowry's done a great job with them. I know they're going to play hard, and, I think they got some kids that can score. So it's just another game that, if we play the way we're capable of playing, I think we should be okay. It's just we have to keep that focus and that drive and be able to do that every night, and that's kind of what we're working on right now.
Battle of Unbeatens Friday night goes to Mercer. They're going to put that 4-0 record on the line tonight in a border battle up at Humiston against Mormon Trail. Coach, congrats on the win over the Tigers and the Gophers. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right. Thank you.